Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I was rolling down the road in some cold blue steel. I had a blues man on the back and a beautician at the wheel. We're going down.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Hope you check those out, folks. Hope you use them to your advantage. We built them just for you. They're all that's there just so you can have the maximum opportunity to be successful. And on the main website, there are articles and archives of past shows, and our Brain Trust members, all the Brain Trust members are there, with links to their sites, reviews of their books. Subscribe to my newsletter. It's free. It'll come every Sunday afternoon. We just did our 886th edition without missing an edition since 1999. Automatic every Sunday afternoon, so check it out. If you don't like it, you can unsubscribe. But remember, you will always get your money's worth because it's free. You know, folks, it's just you and me, another segment. I wanted to just talk to you about what I think we can start seeing in the economy. And as you know, this has been a very difficult 8 years for me, as I know it has been for many of you, because there's not been any excitement. When was the last time you were excited about doing business? You know, the economy for 8 years now has just been dour. The growth is averaging less than 2%. It just hasn't been a fun time. There are not as many startups. Entrepreneurship is down in America. I hate telling you about these things, but I have to report what's happening. But and I've attributed 100% of this dourness, of this lack of performance, I've laid 100% of it at the feet of Washington, and to some degree Wall Street, but mostly from Washington, and especially an administration. President Obama's administration has been an anti-business administration. We just have to tell it like it is, folks. There's just too much hard evidence. There's too many words. There's too many documents. There's too many executive orders. There's too many laws in the form of Obamacare, for example, that have been anti-business. And when you've got a government that's constantly in the way, in your face, with things that they're saying to you and that they're doing to you, you don't know. It makes you wonder what's next. And what is the one thing when the polling has gone on for the last 8 years, what's the one thing that continues to pop up for corporate America executives and small business executives? The word is uncertainty. When in your career, when your lifetime, when has American businesses been uncertain for 8 years? It's never happened before, my friends. Never happened before. I don't even think it was this bad. The uncertainty thing was this, even though the recession, the depression was horrible. Nothing can compare to that. But still, that didn't go on for 8 years. And so what I want to get to is, whether you voted for Donald Trump or not, if you're a small business owner, watch the energy start to bubble up. It's already starting to happen. He hasn't even taken office. Now, I'm not enamored with Donald Trump. Many of you on the show have heard me when I've been a detractor of his for different things that he's done. I'm not a Trump sycophant, any stretch of the imagination. I'm gonna hold him accountable. The proof's in the pudding. But I will tell you, in general, people believe he knows how to make a payroll. They believe that he's created jobs, and he knows what it's like. He knows what it feels like as a business owner when the government gets in your grill. He knows that we don't. He knows how unproductive that is. So just the idea that we've got somebody who's going to be in the White House, who is in that way, is one of us. And when we see some of the people he's choosing now to head up some of the different divisions of the government, those are all things that are making people say, "Hey, maybe the government's going to get out of our way. Maybe our taxes will go down so we can keep some of our precious capital." All I'm getting at is, irrespective of who you voted for, I think you're going to start seeing a dynamism, a little bit of excitement in the economy. And I'm only telling you this to say, be ready, be prepared. The last 8 years, one of the silver linings that we've had is that if you survived, your balance sheet is better than it's probably ever been. Your cash flow is probably better than it's ever been. You probably owe less money than you've ever owed. Well, get ready, because I think we're going to start having an economic expansion. This recovery is going to turn into an expansion, and all I want you to do is just be ready. I'm not telling you to go borrow money right now. I'm just telling you to get ready, be ready, and be prepared to take advantage of it. Because I think this next year, at least this next year, maybe the next two, will be an opportunity for you to make some money. And maybe in a way that you've never done before. So think about that. I'll be right here with you all along the way. It's 29 After. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
As I was walking down the street one day, a man came...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.